WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The expansion of Scott and White Healthcare not only includes the new hospital in College Station, a primary clinic has also opened this week in Bryan. Chief Medical Officer William Rayburn says four physicians will staff the clinic, which also features a physical therapy gym.
It's quite a large room that has a lot of exercise equipment in it. Physical therapy is really an incredibly valuable component to delivery of healthcare, non-surgical approaches to help people get back to work and help them get back to feeling good.
The clinic is located at the northbound freeway service road in Austin's Colony Parkway. A ribbon cutting and open house is scheduled for this afternoon at 4:30. And for the first time, the Bryan School Board is pursuing an agreement that would help bring in a new employer.
The reason it's the first time is because the prospect wants to build a facility that would add at least $30 million in property valuation. Bryan ISD Chief Financial Officer Amy Draws says that qualifies the still-to-be-identified company for a tax break and generates money for the district that won't reduce the amount of state funding. And she says the timing of this week's board action was important.
At some point between now and May 20th, our next meeting, they were going to be ready to proceed. So us doing this now is not going to hold them up at all. As soon as everything with the city and the county is done and this application is, we can proceed.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he's 90% sure an oil company employing 200 people will be locating at Bryan's Triangle Business Park.
It's one of those situations where we basically would get roughly $1.5 million to put in our quote, gate receipts.
Wallace also says three or four supporting businesses would be created to service the main employer. School board at this week's meeting hired consultants who will assist in the negotiations with the prospect. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A record number of vendors have been lined up, and now's the time to Now the time's approaching for you to participate in this weekend's Brazos Valley Earth Day.
We've got so many new exhibits. It's just going to be a really fantastic day. We've got two stages. We've got one stage with some pretty well-known bands, Clayton Gardner Band, as well as the Rockefellas. And then on the second stage, we've got some really cool high school garage bands.
Heather Qualls with the City of College Station has chaired the event for the last 4 years.
We're so excited to see so many people come out and just the growth of this event.
Concerts, booths, and food are part of the 18th annual activity Saturday from 11 until 6 at Wolfpen Creek Park. Organizers of the Bryan College Station Marathon are getting the word out about a solidarity run today for those impacted by the Boston Marathon.
It's not one race. It's not one place. We hope that it's going to happen across the country where people will gather in small groups from morning all the way through the day and the evening. They'll wear blue and yellow, which are the colors of the Boston Marathon.
BCS Marathon Director Chris Field says their Facebook page is titled Run for Boston 417. And Texas is accused of dumbing down the education system with the latest wave of reforms. Senate Education Committee Chair Dan Patrick takes exception to a recent New York Times art editorial.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Those who write such articles either haven't read the bills, don't understand the bills, or they can't make a comparison between what we're doing in House Bill 5 or Senate Bill 3 or 1724 compared to what is going on today. And they obviously do not live in the real world of the STAR test.
Patrick endorses HB 5, which would cut the number of end-of-course tests down from 15 to 5, and a degree program that allows students to choose career path training other than college. The bill is one step closer to being law. The next step is a full Senate vote. And a report out today from Mothers Against Drunk Driving shows there's more to be worried about when it comes to underage drinking. Matt says more than two-thirds of the deaths related to teenage drinking are not traffic-related.
A third of those, or 30% of those others, are homicide. But then it also breaks down into suicide and alcohol poisoning and accidents like drowning, falls.
The organization's national president, Jan Withers, says this underscores the importance of talking to your kids about drinking, even if no driving's involved. The full report can be found at mad.org. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 72 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Normandy Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Normandy Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Normandy Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Normandy Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See them at normandytractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Mostly cloudy for today. There's the potential for a shower. Temperatures near 85 today. Clouds, they're going to be with us tonight. Lows near 70. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms are going to be developing. Highs tomorrow afternoon are going to be anywhere from 75 to 80. Showers will taper off tomorrow night. It'll become partly cloudy with lows of 45 to 50. During Friday, we'll have partial sunshine, and the highs on Friday will be 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, I got to push that button right there. Okay.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texasaggy baseball, Scott jinxed him. Fighting Texasaggy softball, Scott didn't say anything. They won.
Yeah, see?
It's all your fault.
Well, you were the one making a big deal about they hadn't lost in games that didn't mean anything.
But
so,
you didn't have to highlight that.
All right.
And on a sad note, we lost Pat Summerall. I did not know that wasn't his real name.
What's his real name?
His real name is George. Pat comes from the play line on the scorecards because it was P-A-T,
right.
Summerall,
after touchdown.
Point after touchdown.
Really?
And so his nickname became Pat.
I had no idea.
Well, that's pretty significant.
I thought so, too. When I was doing the bio for him and doing some of the background, I was rather shocked by it.
Played for the University of Arkansas.
And the Chicago Cardinals in the pros, and then on to the Giants.
University of Arkansas. He was still doing like high school football stuff here with Fox Sports Southwest, I think, too.
In Dallas on occasion, yeah.
There you
spent
go.
A majority of the last half of his life here in Texas.
A New Zealand animal welfare group has rescued a cat surviving on nothing but McDonald's, cheeseburgers, and chicken McNuggets.
Oh, my God!
Now, see, if a cat can do it, why can't we?
Was he a fat cat?
Well, he wasn't a fat cat, I don't think. I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's see here. We'll read together. Frankie. Well, got a name. Frankie the Fat Cat. That could work. Frankie lived on a fast food restaurant parking lot since residents of a nearby apartment block were evicted and left it behind as a kitten 12 to 18 months ago. The abandoned little kitty quickly learned to follow cars through the drive-thru in hopes that they would throw it a chicken nugget or part of a burger.
Oh.
Really? Huh. Seemed like it could... Nah, let's see. New Zealand. See, I don't know if they have June bug in New Zealand. You know, because a cat could live on June bugs. It's crunchier
it's
high protein still. Pretty good for you.
Not fried.
No. Well, mice are the optimum.
Better for you than chicken nuggets. Parts
I don't
is parts.
Know. Do you really know that?
I don't know that. Likewise, we should probably do some sort of an intensive research project. Put a kitten in the parking lot at KFC for 12 to 18 months, or in Taco Bell for 12 to 18 months, or something else, Wendy's, 12 to 18 months, and see if it came out healthier or happier or fatter, and just see. So, I don't know. That doesn't seem to be an amazing story to me. There are people out there who will feed a cat, right? The only problem is the cat will follow you home if it has half a chance, you know.
It happens.
Because cat had, yeah. Is that how you get
any
errors?
I was going to say, ask cat.
Yeah, did you get any errors that way?
Yeah, y'all fed me here at Bryan Broadcasting. I mean, really.
Wow. Yeah.
Did she follow you home at night, Scott?
Did anybody make sure she had her shots?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Okay.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
If it weren't for cupcakes and free cookies, I might not be at work today.
Well, there you are. Oh, do we have cup? I noticed we had beer in the refrigerator.
No, we don't have any cupcakes today. Okay. I'm just saying it's happened. Oh.
Well, there's not beer anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Should be a good show, though.
Yeah.
Hey.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Cheese Ball Day.
Woohoo!
Is there anything?
Are you talking about like the little crunchy cheese balls or like the big ball of cheese at the party?
What I'm thinking of is the big cheese ball at the party.
Oh.
Could there be anything, as the evening wears on, could there be anything really, you know?
Without party cheese balls, we'd actually have to talk to each other.
But I'm just saying, for something that looks appealing in the beginning, late in the party, it's not much to look at. You know?
No, it kind of looked like somebody irped on the plate.
Right, it's kind of broken up. And, you know, do you ever see anybody who picks up the cheese plate and scrapes the last of the cheese and puts it onto a cracker?
No, that doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
I don't know.
There's always kind of a wad.
Which reminds me,
just
on a stream of consciousness
Speaking
level.
Speaking of wads?
Yeah. No, premium saltine crackers, you know? By Nabisco?
Right.
Have now come out in a round version.
Really?
So they look like Ritz, except they're white. You know?
Got to be one of the signs of the apocalypse.
Well, I thought that was very strange. I saw that a couple of days ago. I went, okay. Well, there you go. Also, it's Ford Mustang Day. So
that's something to celebrate.
Well, yeah, I think on this date, in 1964, they unveiled it at the World's Fair in New York. All right, we got some birthdays out there.
Yes, we do. Rooney Mara is 28. She was the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, see, we wouldn't even know her, right?
But, well, you might because she's related to the Mara family.
Oh, is that right?
She is the daughter or the granddaughter of...
Wellington Mara?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't know. Henry Ian Cusick is 46. He played Desmond in Lost.
Mm-hmm.
William Mapother is 48.
I had no idea.
He was on Lost as well.
Oh, of course.
L. Scott Caldwell is 63.
Hmm.
He was also in Lost.
Was he?
Yes. Victoria Beckham is 39.
Three people with the same birthday on Lost.
He must have had a big cake on that day.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was Ross on Lost.
Yeah.
And Victoria Beckham, 39. Jennifer Garner is 41 from Alias. Adam McKay is 45. He's the director that works most often with Will Ferrell. He did Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers.
Yeah.
He must be
work.
Really mature.
It's a cerebral. This guy has some cerebral product.
Of course
out
he
there.
Does.
Yeah.
Liz Phair, 46. She's a singer. Leela Rokin is 49. She was in Waiting to Exhale. Norman Boomer Esiason. Norman Boomer Esiason.
Well, he went with Boomer, isn't it?
Yeah. Sean Bean, 54, from Lord of the Rings. Rowdy Roddy Piper, 59 years old.
Of course.
With one of the stupidest best movie lines ever.
Okay, that was when?
Yeah,
I've come here to chew bubble gum and kick beep, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
What movie was that in?
It was one of the, some alien movie.
It
was awful.
Sure, okay.
It was one of those, we had a couple in college, and this is really funny and enjoyable.
Okay, because I'm saying, okay, it was a horrible movie. Roddy Piper's in it, and you're going to tell us it was going to be like Academy Award material, but anyway. Yeah, no.
I think it was They Live.
Okay, fine. Check it out later.
Olivia Hussey is 62.
You know, everybody my age, every guy my age had a crush on her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because she played
Juliet
when she was 18, I think. Yeah, without a doubt.
And Jan Hammer.
Jan Hammer.
Yeah, I know. I'm being silly.
Yeah, right.
He's the one that did the Miami Vice theme. He is 65.
And you left out Michael Cimbello?
I didn't have Michael Cimbello.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who brought us Maniac, right?
Yeah.
And anything else?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Something just blew up. Run! No,
no! my God. My God.
You can't help but look at these pictures and the devastation and hear as many as 25, 30 people, amputations, legs missing, etc. And look, there was one picture in particular. I just wanted to cry. A man that was right after the attack in Boston yesterday, the terror attack, literally in a wheelchair, and his leg was just blown off, except for the bone was still there. It just breaks your heart. Evil does exist.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, lets you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey Cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
Another setback for Penny. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. J.C. Penney's plan to introduce a line of Martha Stewart design products in time for Mother's Day has been put on hold. An appeals judge in New York issued an order to keep Penney from selling new bedding and other products designed by Stewart, but not sold under the Stewart name. A decision on whether to issue a temporary restraining order will come tomorrow. Macy's has an exclusive deal to sell Stewart-branded products. It is fighting to keep Penney from selling any merchandise that has anything to do with Stewart. Yahoo posted a bigger first quarter profit, but the company's results did not please investors. A strong performance by the Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba accounted for most of the earnings gain. Yahoo owns nearly a quarter of Alibaba. There are a lot of Toyota-built hybrids on the nation's highways. Toyota hit a milestone. It sold nearly 5 million Toyota and Lexus brand hybrids, nearly 2 million sold here in the U.S. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there, so if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about a legitimate, government-compliant debt relief solution, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational DVD that will tell you about this money-saving option in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The DVD is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts sent directly to you in the mail. The free informational DVD can be mailed to you today so you can examine this amazing debt relief option in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-448-1155 and ask for your free DVD. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and DVDs are limited, so call right now for your free debt relief informational DVD. 800-448-1155. That's 800-448-1155.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Good morning, Brazos Valley. Weather forecast is 627, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com. Windy again today, up to 15 to 25 miles an hour, maybe gusting to 30. We'll have a 20% chance of showers, that'd be after 1 o'clock. High temperature will be 83 today, 71 for a low tonight. And then tomorrow we'll get up to 76, but then the winds will shift around and we'll start getting cool again. 76, and then by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, probably about 60 degrees, and the winds again up at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain will be 60%. And chilly on Thursday night, 45 will be the low. Sunshine on Friday with a high of 65, and our low will be 40. And then we're at 71 on Saturday and 76 on Sunday. So there you are. Chances of showers coming in, and we have falling temperatures as the front passes through later this week. Right now, winds are out of the southeast at 13, 90% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies. We're sitting at 73.
Those hot, humid Central Texas days are on the way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no obligation, in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
Why do some people get together with their friends and then spend that time talking and texting to other people on their cell phone? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-491-8053. 1-800-491-8053. That's 1-800-491-8053. 1-800-491-8053.
Etiquette and manners regarding cell phone use and technology in public are still evolving. However,
the golden rule is that you want to give your attention to the people that you're with. So you don't want your mobile device to become a distraction from the very important, very real personal interactions that are going on around you all the time.
Daniel Post-Senning, author of the book Manners in a Digital World.
So obvious places to leave the cell phone off and in your pocket or maybe even behind entirely. When you're eating out, public spaces, and that's about more than just the people you're with. It's about everyone that you're sharing the restaurant with and the people that work hard to maintain that establishment. Religious services are another place where I advise people, you know, what are the chances you're really going to need to take an important call?
For a lot of us, the cell phone has become a security blanket. If we're talking on the phone or texting or listening to music, then we don't have to talk to anybody else.
I notice it when I come out of a yoga class, and there's five people sitting on a bench putting on their shoes, and while they're putting on their shoes, they're all checking their phones. And I say to myself, you know, we could just save this for when we're all down on the street, and we would have 5 minutes to look each other in the eye and talk and smile, exchange some pleasantries. But it's really become such a standard these days. So I like to say, if any time you've got an opportunity to put the cell phone security blanket away and engage the people around you, it's a good idea. Oh, I've got another great place that your phone should never be out. The restroom. Just never out of your pocket.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A solidarity run for those directly affected by the Boston Marathon will take place today in multiple locations around the country.
All day long, people will just be going out and remembering the folks in Boston and, you know, doing what long-distance runners or runners of any variety do, and that's get back out there and run even when things are tough.
The director of the Bryan College Station Marathon, Chris Field, asks participants to wear blue or yellow, the colors of the Boston Marathon, and take a picture with a Run for Boston sign with their location and post it to the Facebook page titled Run for Boston 417. More than 6 months in the making, an oil company is considering an investment of more than $30 million in Bryan's Triangle Business Park.
The Bryan School Board this week hired consultants who will assist in economic development negotiations with the prospect. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the primary employer would generate 200 jobs.
It seems like they're about 90% ready to come, if not more. And they're going to, as they said preliminarily, they're going to make the shipping company across the street and the three or four other businesses around it.
The size of the project qualifies the still unidentified prospect to take advantage of a state program. Bryan ISD's Chief Financial Officer Amy Draws says the district would receive payment in lieu of property taxes that won't reduce the amount of state funding.
And it's exciting to do something different and help the community in the economic development, bringing jobs to the area, all of that, because we can't normally participate.
Wallace says the district might receive $1.5 million that has no strings on how it can be spent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
While the most visible expansion of Scott & White Healthcare is their College Station Hospital, this week marked the opening of a primary care clinic in Bryan.
I think it's clear to all of us that have been long-term residents of the Bryan College Station that this is slowly becoming a destination, not only for people looking for quality of life, but it's going to become a medical hub and a destination for medical care in all the surrounding communities. So we think it's very appropriate and timely to go ahead and invest to this degree in the community.
Chief Medical Officer William Rayburn says the clinic will be staffed by four physicians and also feature associated laboratory and physical therapy services, including a gym. A ribbon cutting and open house will be held Wednesday at 4:30. The Bryan Clinic is located along the northbound freeway service road at Austin's Colony Parkway. And for 18 years, Brazos Valley Earth Day has been a growing event. This year's no different, with more than 60 booths at Wolfpan Creek Park in College Station.
I would say probably within the last 7 to 8 years, it's really taken off. And we're finally at that point where we're trying to figure out how to keep up with the growth of the event and keep giving it more and more and more.
Event Chair Heather Qualls says they're already looking for next year's sponsors.
Keep us in mind. If you need a green event to get involved in, please call us.
Saturday's Earth Day event runs from 11 until 6, featuring food, concerts, and a variety of family-friendly activities. A federal judge rules the state does not have to issue license plates depicting the Confederate flag. The Sons of Confederate Veterans sued to get the plates after the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles turned them down. North Texas constitutional law expert Carl Sassier says it's interesting that 9 other states, all of them Southern, issued similar license plates.
Some of those states did so voluntarily, and in some of those states, the Sons of Confederate Veterans sued and won. So, you know, there's a real question as to whether or not Judge Sparks is right or the judges in the other states.
He says Judge Sam Sparks' ruling means the DMV did not violate the First Amendment, the right to free speech. And finally, a pro-business group claims legalized casinos in Texas would generate $11.8 billion in new economic activity a year. Bill Hammond, president of the Texas Association of Business, says if casino gambling was approved in Texas, it would draw conventions and 74,000 new jobs would be created.
There's probably no more impactful legislation in terms of on the economy of Texas. It's going to speak to keeping this money at home. It's going to speak to bringing tourists and conventioneers in greater numbers to Texas.
Hammond puts the odds of lawmakers letting the people vote on the issue at 50-50. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 72 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and EstateLaw.com.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, and values that endure, and looking out for each other and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Want your dog to actually sleep when you do? Bring them to PlayCare at Waggy Pet Zone. There are several PlayCare packages available to suit your budget, and they'll love coming to Waggy Pet Zone to socialize with their best doggy buds. If it breaks your heart to leave your dog at home, bring them to Waggy Pet Zone's PlayCare, a completely supervised, cage-free group play day for spayed and neutered dogs of all breeds and ages. Give them a call, 693-9663. That's 693-9663. Or click on WaggyPetZone.com for details.
It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Warm, moist air will continue to flow out of the Gulf of Mexico today. That'll produce lots of cloudiness across the area, and as the day goes on, it could produce a shower. Highs today close to 85. We'll have clouds tonight, lows near 70. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms are likely to develop. Highs will be 75 to 80. Showers are likely to end tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. It'll turn partly sunny during the day Friday, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, Aggie Baseball, Aggie Softball, and we lost Pat Summerall yesterday. All that coming up in sports and more in about 12 minutes.
All right, 6:40. We'll talk to, we'll talk to Bill Flores in a little less than an hour, and Charles Swertner, state senator, and Nancy Berry, mayor of College Station, all them coming up later on this morning. In the meantime,
y'all just have to put up with us three.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. See how that works out.
Oh, by the way, somebody renamed the show yesterday.
Oh, what'd they call it?
You're Scotty D.
Okay.
And Kitty Mac.
Oh, I was Kitty Mac in high school. Yeah. That's my Baylor Line jersey name.
Good old Baylor Line, 40 points behind, haven't won a conference crown since 1969.
Yeah.
And so, well,
you're just jealous.
What was your
really?
Name? Yeah, no, probably not. So what was your name?
Who, me?
Yeah.
How convenient, you forget your name.
Well, no, I mean, I have one. There's an existing name, the initials.
So we're getting nicknamed, is that it?
Yeah, it was more silly. Because Mr. Downs came down and informed me that I had mispronounced your name.
Oh, did you?
And have been, apparently, since I've known you.
What'd you call me, DeLuca?
No, DeLucia.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say that.
But Mr. Downs is considerably more formal than most.
Yes.
And I was informed that that's not how you say it.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
And, of course, you know, in his reverent fashion, it was Mr. O'Connor, it's DeLucia.
There you go, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's right. If you're in Italy, it's probably DeLucia, but anyway. It means of the light. So that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you enlightened?
I don't know about that. I just of the
light. No, he's of the light.
Yeah. Just turn on and flip the switch. So, you know, you had mentioned yesterday this movie chain, Regal Entertainment Group.
Yeah.
They've got 500 theaters.
That was a big deal.
38 states.
And they wrote a big old nasty letter about Obamacare.
Yeah. Applebee's and Olive Garden have also cut back the hours on some workers, it says here. As have a few colleges, it says, as well.
So. I saw the college thing yesterday, and I thought, that's surprisingly underreported.
Yeah, it is. We're not here. And again, colleges could be anything. You know, colleges could be a 1,252 enrolled college somewhere in rural Kansas.
Sister Mary School for Unwed Mothers.
Yeah, something like that. So I'm not sure what colleges means. One of the things we will talk to Bill Flores about is apparently the Democrats aren't too happy with the president because he is proposing some cuts in Social Security benefits. Most of the Republicans seem to be pretty thrilled about that. So we'll talk to the congressman about that. Biggest overhaul of American immigration laws in decades was filed yesterday. You know, they were going to roll it out, and then Boston happened, and so they've kind of pulled back.
Yeah, they'll held off a little.
Yeah, they'll have a news conference today to talk about it. But basically, the bill is going to provide a 13-year path to citizenship for 11 million immigrants in the country here illegally right now, but only after steps have been taken to, number one, boost border security. I mean, it's important. A lot of people are concerned about that. Obviously, we are here in Texas. New York Times notes that this part of the legislation is certain to spark a lot of debate.
Oh, of course it will.
Yeah. Pathway to citizenship lies at the heart of the bill, but also includes guest worker programs for low-income jobs and farm labor, new verification measures for companies hiring new workers, and measures to clear the backlog.
But something I don't understand is if this is a huge issue and, you know, 10% of people are unemployed anyway, like, why aren't we fixing that problem? Like, is it just that people already from America are unwilling to take these jobs?
Unemployment is their whole lot of reasons why people are not taking jobs. And yeah, I mean, if they can sit on their butt and make money from the government, and the government seems to be willing to do that, then why should they actually go out and do a 9-to-5? You know?
So then why do they complain they don't have a job?
Well,
because the government's paying
them.
That's
right. They're not getting enough money. Because
that's what a job is for.
No. Special benefits for you, or, you know, the person. Special benefits for that person, and then everybody else has to play by other rules. Why should I have to work?
Because we've been told since the third grade we're special.
Yeah, exactly. And some of us are just lazy, too.
Have you seen that we're not sending anyone over for the Iron Lady's funeral?
Well, I was about to mention that. Okay. They're a little miffed
miffed.
They should be, you know?
Well, if the president is slightly socialist, mostly people who... I would say that Margaret Thatcher was a very conservative in her ideals. And so is it really that surprising? If he doesn't support the way that she thought and acted, then why would he go and support him?
But that's basically what the vice president's job is to go to funerals. Okay?
Well, worst case scenario, you'd send Michelle.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, can you just imagine what awkward thing you might accidentally say if he was there?
Maybe
it's a blessing that
he
didn't go.
Do we have getting drunk
at the back of Margaret Thatcher's funeral? Cough real loud, popping open a beer can.
Listen to you. Do we have a closer ally?
No.
I mean,
I don't know. We probably do now.
Yeah.
Somebody who punches above their weight.
Yeah, very nice. But they're not sending, Michelle. They're not sending the vice president. They're not sending any sitting cabinet members.
Yeah, no, not even the Secretary of State.
Instead, George Shultz and James Baker, both who were secretaries of state, will lead the U.S. delegation.
That just seems wrong to
me. I have felt like certain people were rude in our government for a long time. Even from when I was living in England, I saw it from the English perspective, and I've been sort of irritated ever since they gave the dignitaries a DVD collection.
Right, right. Well,
I mean, come on. What are we just classless, or what's the deal?
Sure, yes. And then the Churchill bust and, you know, that whole story. Three current GOP House members will be there, Michelle Bachmann among them, and Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich?
That seems a little weird.
Yeah, somebody got him a seat on the plane. but again, yeah, it is. It's a little bit unusual when you consider, after all, that I believe they should be considered our closest allies.
Maybe part of it is the government has decided, well, English food isn't that good anyway.
Well,
so
we knew that.
I'm not going to go to the funeral if the food's no good.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, it is. It's one more step of just kind of the tone deafness of these people who are sitting in the White House right now. It's 6:47.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Land Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet, or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
That's an absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 20th, it's Grafting Fundamentals. Fruit trees, nut trees, roses, and more. Learn grafting techniques this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Our landscapes reflect our personalities. If you're a cheerful soul with a happy outlook on life, let your landscape show it. If you're happy and you know it, let your landscape show it. Go out of your way to bring your loves and your dreams into your gardens. Put a little magic in your landscape. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get all four of our 15 by 30 inch heavy cardstock full color posters. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. 100 best annuals for Texas. 120 best perennials for Texas. And all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Highly informative posters. They're normally $12 each. You get all four and a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. A $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
This is Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your landscape. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy a garden while staying a responsible Texan. Use a watering can instead of a hose to water your plants. Choose water-conscious plants adapted to our area. These are small changes that can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water. Be water smart and save. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com.
Okay, so you're trying to put a little of your own personality, a little magic into your landscape. One of the ways to do so is to include color in your garden design. You can buy instant color in any garden center in town. Large potted transplants and flowering hanging baskets can be used for spots of sudden color. Buy 4-inch potted transplants in full bud, preferably not yet in bloom for most types. They will establish most quickly and give you the best possible show. Encourage them to grow and flourish by fertilizing and water them regularly. And, of course, start out with really great soil when you plant them. Then, when they're tired and almost finished, pull them out, replace them with the next round of bloomers. You want to put one or two pieces of garden art in strategic spots in your landscape. It may be nothing more than a birdbath or a sundial, or it could be a decorative trellis or street lamp. Be sure it fits into its surroundings, both in terms of scale and feel. Buy for quality, and in most cases, buy for simplicity. If you collect things, put that collection to work in your landscape. Maybe it's weather vanes, or perhaps it's rustic, handcrafted bird feeders. Unless they're very valuable, put them all out to enjoy. Landscape lighting gives a second entire look to your garden. In fact, many times you hardly recognize it as being the same garden area when it's cloaked in night lighting. Professional lighting engineers know how to highlight the most important accent points of your plantings. If you're doing a small landscaping project, do it yourself. But if you're doing something more involved, consider hiring a pro. Either way, it takes very little time to make a major change in your landscape's appearance after the sun goes down. You want to watch for ideas in landscaping embellishments. As you drive around town, there is no license, there's no permission required on creativity. When you see things you really like, see if they would fit into your garden. Take photos of them, take them home, and employ those great ideas. Good ideas are just passed along from gardener to gardener, and you can do some wonderful things to bring that magic into your landscape. After all, it needs to reflect your personality. When we give you landscaping advice, it's nothing more than advice. You can choose to accept it or reject it. Your landscape needs to be a part of you. I'm Neil Sperry. Getting growing in ground covers will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:52. A&M baseball had been perfect in midweek games until last night. Trailing 9-1, the Aggs clawed their way back into it until Aggie freshman Hunter Melton sent the game to extra innings with a clutch hit in the ninth. Trailing 8-7, Melton roped a first pitch offering to right field to drive in the tying run. The go-ahead run was then snuffed out as a double steal attempt, and the Aggies fell just short. The Aggies returned to action Friday when they traveled to Fayetteville for a three-game set in the SEC against the number 12th-ranked Razorbacks. A&M softball ran their record to 35-9 on Callie Lamphere's bat. The freshman was 3-for-3 with 5 RBI and 3 runs scored as the number 13 Texas A&M softball team run-ruled the Bobcats in 5 innings at Texas State and San Marcos. Lamphere was one of 4 Aggies to go yard on the night as junior Amber Garza, Taryn Tyler, and Jenna Starks also cleared the fence. The Aggies traveled to Georgia this weekend for a 3-game series in the SEC also. Game 1 set for 5 o'clock against the Bulldogs. In Major League Baseball,
the pitch to Adrian, swung on and a high drive hit to left center field. Carrying well, Sapelt is back, he's at the wall, and that ball is history. 2-run home run for Adrian Beltre. Make it 4-0 Rangers.
Beltre hit 2 dingers, and Craig Gentry made a diving catch in the bottom of the ninth inning to preserve the Texas Rangers 4-2 win over the Cubbies last night. The Rangers starter Derek Holland got the victory after pitching 7 shutout innings. Josh Donaldson RBI triple in the eighth inning gave the Oakland Athletics a 4-3 win over the Stros last night. Eric Sogard added a 3-hit night, his best ever, for the A's, who have won now 5 games against the Stros this season. Only highlight yet again for the Stros, Carlos Pena homered for the Astros. And finally, something nice to say about the New York Yankees. To honor Boston, the New York Yankees played the Fenway Park traditional song Sweet Caroline following the third inning of Tuesday night's game at Yankee Stadium. Now, prior to the game, the Yankees held a moment of silence to honor the victims of the explosion during the Boston Marathon. But that's something they've done for years in Boston. I thought it was a nice touch. A quick side note, the NFL will release its schedule tomorrow for NFL games to be carried. And also, NBC is going to start carrying English Premier League soccer starting August the 17th. It's been carried on ESPN and Fox. They now have every single game of the English Premier League. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have signed veteran forward Tracy McGrady ahead of the playoffs. The terms of the deal were not disclosed yesterday, but the 33-year-old McGrady is a 7-time NBA All-Star who has played for Toronto, Orlando, Houston, Detroit, Atlanta, and the New York Knickerbockers. And finally this morning, on a sad note, Pat Summerall, the legendary NFL play-by-play man who worked for a record 16 Super Bowls, has died of cardiac arrest. Here's his longtime partner, John Madden.
Pat is such a professional, and Pat is everything. He's so smooth. I mean, he's like silk. And I rant and rave and go off on tangents, and then Pat, in a word or two, can get you, boom, right back, and there you go.
He did cut him.
His elegance, intelligence, and experience, common sense, and friendship, it's all those things. It's not just that. I mean, he's the perfect guy, and if anyone can't get along with Pat Summerall, you can't get along with anyone.
His given name was George Summerall. PAT came from point after touchdown because that's how his name was always in the newspaper. He began working for CBS in 1961 and stayed there for 31 years before moving over to Fox for the last eight seasons of his career. Summerall worked for his final Super Bowl in 2002, and now he gets to do all of them. Pat Summerall, dead at the age of 82. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
My husband's always been a hard worker, but now that he got a John Deere 5 Series tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, he's a workaholic. In fact, he thinks he's some kind of superhero, as if he can lift anything or shred at the speed of light. Of course, he owes it all to Sioux Falls Prater. They give him 0% financing for 72 months, so he can save the world one day at a time. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
About a minute till 7 o'clock, News Talk 1620, WTAW. St. Louis man shot in the head twice, but he drove himself to the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one tough cookie.
It is, but again, that's really all I have right there.
That's all you need.
Says he's expected to survive, which is, you know, probably also something good. But, see if we can find some more details
that's
on that.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yes, our unusual story for this morning. And if you don't have a map in your car anymore, you don't have an atlas, why did they ever make atlases so big? I mean, you know what I'm talking about? Because you're driving around. You can't put it. You got to put it under the seat, right?
Yeah, and you couldn't fold it up.
Yeah, didn't work well. Anyway, we'll have an atlas.